Welcome to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to be back on this side of the table.
Oh, yeah, when I'm gone, you sit over here, don't you? Where all the buttons are. Where all the red buttons are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometime, yeah, we won't talk about that.
How'd that go?
It was great.
Good.
No, really, it was actually a lot of fun.
Good. What coffee did you have?
On Friday?
Yeah. You don't remember, do you?
I don't remember. It might have been Michigan Cherry.
Uh-huh. How about today?
Let me think. Costa Rica.
You might need another one.
I think I do. It's a new one. We actually have like new coffee in our house right now.
There's also Certainly Brew from Martin Luther Academy at Martin Luther High School in Northrop, Minnesota.
Absolutely.
So there's some back there for our studio guests today.
Yeah.
Although we don't have any studio guests. We have phone guests.
We do. Unfortunately, we can't send coffee over the phone.
Oh, that would... If we could do that, amazing technology.
Star Trek.
I'll work on that innovative technology for next year. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. We are grateful for Concordia University, Wisconsin underwriting this time of day here on KFUO Coffee Hour. And find them at cuw.edu. cuw.edu. Joining us by phone this morning, who do we have, Sarah?
We have Paul Miles, President and CEO of We Raise Foundation. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Sarah. Andy, great to be with you this morning.
Absolutely. Good to have some time with you this morning. I'm excited to learn more about We Raise. I know we've talked about it. I know we've had some conversations about it here at KFUO, but yeah. I'm excited to learn more.
Yeah, yeah. And so for our listeners who maybe aren't familiar with the name We Raise, Paul, can you tell us about this exciting new, well, sort of new venture for We Raise Foundation?
Yeah, thanks for the chance to do that, Sarah. We have long been known as Wheat Ridge Ministries. Prior to that, Wheat Ridge Foundation. And we were an organization that began decades ago around the issue of tuberculosis, and then we kind of evolved as a foundation where we were funding more broadly in areas of health and human care. And just recently, in the last few months, we repositioned the organization, which included a rebranding and a renaming of the organization to We Raise Foundation. We've shifted our area of focus now that our organization works with organizations that serve at the intersection of poverty, violence, and inequality. Still working within that Christian community with organizations that are primarily working in urban centers on these issues, and we're really excited about the opportunities that are being presented to us and to hopefully bring our community of supporters and partners along with us on that journey as we start to try to make a positive impact on communities and individual lives.
Paint a picture for us. Tell me a story of people or a community that have benefited from this work of We Raise.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that really stay with me, Andy, as I've had the opportunity to meet and interact with some of our grantees and even those people that those organizations serve. One is here in Chicago that serves on the west side of Chicago, an organization called By the Hand Club for Kids. They run a charter school. They run an after-school program. These are kids in their after-school mentoring tutoring program that are really underperforming academically for a host of reasons. They may be living in a violent neighborhood. They may have real strained relationships at home or conflict at home, perhaps neglect, certainly not enough attention being paid to their own growth and progress. And I talked with one of the students there, one of the boys, about 9 years old, and just a fantastic young boy. And I kind of just had a conversation with him about what he likes to do. And he talked about Legos and erector sets, and he loved to build things. And which was really interesting to me, and his face kind of lit up about that. And as we talked a little bit more, I asked if he was involved in sports. Does he like to, you know, is he looking forward to the summer, getting out and playing baseball or kind of doing things kids normally do? And he said, no, I'm not really able to go outside to play because my neighborhood is not safe. And for this little boy, literally going outside to play catch or shoot baskets becomes a dramatic issue of safety. And it's hard for me to comprehend living in that kind of environment. And this boy is achieving great things through by the hand because they're investing in him. But he has a set of challenges in his life that I'll never comprehend. And we really feel passionately about what role we can play in helping to eliminate those barriers so that this boy and his classmates can become the fullest expression of what God intended for them. And we're just thrilled to be partnered with By the Hand. Another grantee that we partner with is the Benedict Center in Milwaukee. And they are doing extraordinary work on the issue of street prostitution. Their volunteers, when I think about, you know, what I volunteer for, whether it's at our church or my kid's school or, you know, any of the number of things that we might volunteer for in our community, their volunteers literally go out at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and they go into unsafe communities to intersect with young women who are engaged in prostitution, oftentimes because they came from very compromised housing situations, or they are just simply positioned that they believe there's no other option for them. The Benedict Center takes them in. There's a dedicated program where they can start putting these young women on a different path in life. They've established extraordinary relationships with law enforcement in Milwaukee, who's a great partner to the Benedict Center. Our job is really to help get these organizations the resources they need. You know, they have unbelievable volunteers who are willing to do that hard work. They have a great program, great leadership. What they need is resources to do the work and to do it consistently and grow that. And they're having really tremendous impact on the Milwaukee community. We're proud to stand with them. Those are just two of the many wonderful organizations that we partner with, and we're proud to stand with and do our part in helping generate resources for them.
Those are incredible stories.
Yeah, they stay with you. There's no question. You know, what our team, when we get up in the morning and you know, we're getting ready for work, these are the folks that are in our minds and in our thoughts as we get ready to kind of go about our day, knowing we have to be really great at what we do today, not for us, but for them, because we're really working in service to them.
Absolutely. What is the underlying inspiration for doing this type of work?
Yeah, we started as part of this exploration with our board, this kind of this reimagining of the organization. We started to have conversations about what those big issues that were shaping our communities today. And as I referenced earlier, when we were Wheat Ridge, originally Wheat Ridge Foundation and Wheat Ridge Ministries, it's hard for me to imagine someone who was born in, you know, in the 1960s, that tuberculosis would have been a major scourge and an enormous issue within society. But there was a time that it absolutely occupied that space. You know, I grew up in a time in which science had caught up to that disease, and it really wasn't on the public consciousness. Still exists in developing parts of the world, but in the United States, it's, you know, it's really not something that we spend a lot of time on anymore. But there was a time that that it was certainly a dominant issue, and we started a conversation where we said we want to be in consistent with our past. We want to be engaged with those big issues shaping our communities today. And those issues of poverty and violence, you know, today we have an extraordinary number, well over 5 million people who are existing in the United States on less than $4 a day. We have 1.5 million children who don't know where their next meal is coming from. In the United States, when we see a tremendous amount of new wealth being created, opportunities in technology and social networking and communications and all of those things, we see a remarkable percentage of people who are being marginalized and are not coming along in that journey. we see those issues, poverty and violence, disproportionately influencing communities of color. So if you look in the criminal justice system, the prison population has a disproportionate percentage of African-American and Latinos who are imprisoned. We see, while the, we're delighted with the lowest unemployment rate in the African-American community, it's still well above that of the Caucasian community. We see that imbalance, and we want to be part of the narrative that says we can do better at that. And so our job is to simply get resources to organizations who are working in that space, try to knock down some barriers, help educate a public about some of these issues, put them on the hearts and minds of people, and then stimulate their imagination about what could be achieved if these barriers didn't exist. I think about that boy at By the Hand Club, and I think about what could he accomplish if not burdened with that kind of feeling of not being safe, right? Could he design the next great skyscraper? This kid loves to build things and loves to kind of dream about buildings and bridges and all of those kind of things. Well, what could he achieve in this world if he was unburdened by those issues? And that's what we aim to do, is try to get those obstacles out of the way so they can really achieve everything that that God intended for them.
The website, weraise.org, is the place to find out more about it. Paul Miles, President and CEO of We Raise Foundation, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to camp.
We are going to camp.
Well, we're not actually going to camp.
I wish we could go to camp.
It's an opportunity for you to go to camp. Check it out. Stick around. We had a chance to catch up with camp alumni and talk about camp opportunities this summer. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.